Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast that you've been waiting for all freaking week is probably not this one, but we're here anyway. We are literally here for you and your listening enjoyment, potentially viewing as well.
Yep. Welcome back, guys, to Too Much in Common.
Nailed it. Freaking nailed it.
For this episode, we're going to be talking about the NBC supplement giant, Colorado Muscle Classic that happened Saturday, October 5th that Ryan and I attended.
Yesterday.
Late. We were both late.
Traffic.
Yeah. It was not working in our favor, but that's okay. So we're going to go over just shows in general, what like a peak week would look like, and then just kind of a regular show rundown that isn't specific to this show, but and like what we thought of the show. Yeah, so then we'll go into specifically what we thought of the show and what to expect as a spectator and like different federations. And yeah,
I will be the I'm pretty much the, if you're familiar sports commentating, there's like the analyst person who like usually was like a player or something, right? And they are like analyzing the plays. And then there's always the other guy who's just like went to broadcasting school and they're called the color commentator. That's me today.
Cause you're gonna be the color commentator. Yeah,
I have not done a show yet. I've been to a handful now though. So I feel like I can give you guys the spectator experience, what to think, what to know.
What to say. What to not say.
Yeah. How judgmental can you really be during prejudging?
Yeah, that's true.
All things to come.
And how to be helpful, right?
Yes. How to be helpful.
Yes, because there's
if you have, because normally like the way you're going to go to one of these is probably two reasons. One, you know somebody who's in it. Or two, you are a friend with somebody or dating someone like me who is gonna do a show. So you wanna go. So they wanna go to shows to kind of see what it's like.
Support and stuff.
Yeah. So.
And I don't know if we said it, but the Colorado Muscle Classic is a bodybuilding show. Oh, I don't know if that was specified.
Sorry, yeah. So
we were talking about a bodybuilding show this episode.
Like exactly. And maybe we need to break it down even like to the bare bones. Literally the shows.
We can get nitty gritty if we want.
Yeah. I guess just like for your information, like a bodybuilding show is where people get as muscular, they get as muscular and as lean as possible. Mm-hmm. Yes, they get the spray tan. No, they don't really oil them like people think. Like you get shine
gloss.
Yeah. But you're not like dipped in baby oil. They used to do that back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
Seen pictures of my
and
uncle.
And there was one guy that we saw for the Branch Warren in May. He did not look like he had a tan. He literally just looked like he was soaked himself in body oil.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, and like you're
gonna stick out.
Yeah, slipping and sliding all over the stage, which isn't what you want.
No,
you know.
So that's what we're gonna break down, and it just because I think a lot of people don't quite understand exactly like what goes.
It's confusing.
I
was prepping for a show, and I didn't even really know what to understand or like what to know, what to not know, what to like. I was so clueless. So. Yeah.
So you're gonna, you know, if anything, you're gonna learn stuff today for sure.
Like, yeah.
I learn stuff every time we start talking about all these kind of things, but.
So, I'm still learning things too. After the show, I talked with one of the coaches.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what? They do that? That's crazy. Yeah. So I'm learning things too. We don't have all the answers. If we get something wrong, let us know in the show notes.
So it'll probably be a little bit of a quicker show, but we'll still, you know, bring that entertainment value that we like to bring.
Yeah, we don't have a sponsor, unfortunately, for the podcast today.
Not this time, but next time.
We just didn't know who to choose from. We had so many sponsors reach out. We're like, guys, give us a little
offers.
Bit of time. We'll get you on the pod.
Some stacked resumes that we have in the inbox, but we are.
We'll get to you guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
Don't worry. The messaging that they send us and the very specific script. We really want to make sure it fits with the show.
Exactly, so, Ryan.
But instead of doing an advertisement this time, we are going to do
We're adding a segment. We're adding a segment. And it's supposed to be like positive and funny and light and and just a good, you know, bring
good vibes.
Yeah.
For the gym community
it's supposed
at
to
large.
Uplift you a bit.
Or make you feel uncomfortable depending on how cute they are. We will see what I say.
Okay, but first we have to start off with What do we have in common, Ryan?
True. This is too much in common. With Ryan and Lauren.
With Ryan and Lauren.
Which is you and me.
Hi, babe.
Hello. I am Ryan.
You are baby.
And we both. And this is great because I have always gotten crap for this. Cook for my friends back in college, right? I had like the house people come. I had the grill. So I'd be grilling. I like to season stuff, all right? And it's not because I'm not a good cook, so I don't want to hear it. It's just because I like seasoning.
And seasonings are good for you if you put like turmeric and chili powder and like oregano and all the things. And those are good for you. And
5 tablespoons of salt. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't Ryan definitely oversalts his stuff. I don't.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So the thing that we have in common is that we both overseason stuff.
Literally everything.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Vegetables, noodles, meat.
Definitely meat we overseason. Yeah. Like we have a full cabinet and we dump everything on
just
it.
Just whatever feels right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. We just grab it like, oh, okay.
That seems good.
On it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's funny because I've cooked for people in the past and they've been like, what did you season this with? And I'm like everything.
Yeah, what didn't I?
Everything that's in the cabinet went on this piece of meat. And yeah, like I feel like they're asking because they want to like recreate what seasonings I did. And I'm like, it's just whatever's in the cabinet at the time. That's what is getting seasoned with.
Yeah, see, there's one thing though that Lauren does need to do and I'm calling her out right here on the spot.
Are you going
to
talk about my salt?
No.
Oh.
But so she'll do stuff like that and people are like, wow, that was really good. Like, what'd you put on? She's like, I don't know. So let's go back like a couple months and her brother, who we've talked about on the podcast before, pretty much broke his shoulder and arm and had this whole thing. And now his doctors are suing. It's like this, it's going to be
great.
There's
a lawsuit going on.
If it was on TV,
malpractice.
Everybody would watch that. It's yeah, Judge Judy type vibes. But anyway.
Poor brother.
We made muffins. Well, you made muffins for him. It's kind of
Ryan
like
was there for moral support.
I did some things.
Yeah.
They're incredible. I had one and then we took them to her family. So her mom, her dad and Michael, her brother. And we're there one night and we like dropped him off, you know, took Michael up there, whatever. And then we stayed up in the mountains and then went back the next day. They were gone.
Yeah, a lot of them were gone. Yes.
I don't think was there one? Maybe there's one.
Yeah,
regardless.
I think there was. Okay. I think there was. So
there might've been one and we made 12.
Uh-huh.
So in one day, 12 are gone. They were amazing. And just the other day, we were cooking again, baking some muffins. And I was like, yo, remember those one muffins? Those were incredible. What'd you put in them? Everything. She's like, put like everything.
Yeah.
I've
been on a baking kick lately. And so I've just been baking.
No ingredients.
All these things. And I go with the flow. I just feel it.
That is important.
Look at the consistency, taste it, you know, and just go from there off the cuff.
But I'm calling you out because I feel like sometimes you need to write it down so then we know.
I know, I did. And the one time I did write it down, I didn't like the batch that I made. Yeah.
It's hard though, because it is like, then you have to measure everything. And,
yeah. Which I'm used to doing, so I can just do that, you know?
But yeah, muffins, love muffins. If you guys love muffins, then we love you. That's the message for today.
We love you guys.
All right.
All right. Yeah. So this segment that we're introducing is called Cute Gym Moments because I have been spending an absurd amount of time at the gym. I am there in the morning and I'm there at night. So I see it all. I see the morning crowd. I see the night crowd. And at least one of those sessions, Ryan and I are together. So, and we have some just like characters at the gym that are so funny. And we don't necessarily know these people, but we're getting to know that. I mean, some of them we do know. But there's other people that you just constantly see, the regulars, and you just build up this like little character for them. And it's so funny. So we have this little group of kids, and I'm not kidding. They look like they're 12. I call them the swagger babies.
Like for what she means by that, and like I wish I could pull it off like these kids, but like, yeah, they're pretty, I don't know if they're just short because they're short or like,
I think
they
it's
are,
both. I think they're like young and I think they're also just short because the girl that they go with, so I'll give you a little context. It's like three or four boys.
Same haircut, wear similar clothes. Like, yes. They wear the same shirt sometimes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They match like head to toe. They're at the gym and they're ripped.
Pretty ripped.
They're genetically gifted tiny children that go to the gym.
Yes.
And they are. So it's a group of these like three or four boys. And then one of them has a girlfriend who's really, really cute and sweet. And she is with them almost all the time.
Yeah.
She doesn't necessarily always work out with them. She'll do her own workouts. And then, I don't know, I want to be her friend. I've decided. I want to be like an older sister. Yes. And be like, hey, girl, I see you working hard. And like, you're not really muscular, but if you keep up the work, you'll get there.
There it is.
Because she has like a young body. You know what I mean? Because I feel like there's so, you can like tell her age. I feel like it's harder with girls to tell their age because of makeup and like the things, right? But you can tell because the muscle maturity on her, like she just doesn't have that built up. And there's not that like woman look to her kind of thing. Like very scrawny and skinny. I know
take
you don't really care about this.
Take your word for it.
But that's how I can tell that she's so young. Okay. And because she hangs out with the little swagger babies. Yeah. So.
And I do want to point out, and I've been trying to like get a hold of these, and I'm like a little embarrassed to ask this kid, but they wear multiple times I've seen that like during the week, they wear cargo jogger pants.
Yes.
To the gym.
With high tops and
I would totally rock those. But me as a 30 something year old coming up to this kid, hey bro, like where'd you get your
they
pants?
Drip in like
they drip.
Swag. Yeah. They just do. Yeah. And it's so funny. Okay. Anyways, all that to say with the swagger babies. So the swagger babies, they don't really mess around. Like they're not like your average annoying teenager that's on the phone.
No, they like go hard.
They go hard. Yeah. They're in there working and I like see them flexing. I was like, oh, swagger babies, you guys are so cute. Anyways, so one of them and the weight that they're pushing, you know, it's not.
Yeah, but
they're
for
babies.
Them,
yeah. For
like
them, it's a lot.
Pounds.
Yes. Yes, so. For them it's a lot, and so they were bench pressing, and I think one of them PR'd or something, and I watched all of this happen, and they were all like, oh, you got it, bro, you got it, and then he did it, and all of them were so happy and so excited, and they were like all high-fiving, and I was like, this was the cutest moment ever. I was like, I wanted to go up and be like, good job, swagger babies, like, you guys are the best.
And if you ever do that, please ask, and where'd you get those pants?
Okay, I'll ask that for
my
you.
And
be like, yeah, hey, he's a little too nervous to come up to you. But
I'll just be in the back. Hey.
Yeah, just like, hi, guys.
It's me. Where'd you get those, bro? Yeah, exactly. We can do that.
So
that
that's my cute gym moment with the swagger babies. More on that to come because they always do like kind of funny things.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
They really bring, they're making it like cool to lift. It's
yes.
Like the young kids.
They're there Friday nights.
Yeah.
We're there Friday nights. They are also there Friday nights.
Respect.
So. Yeah, they put in the work, so shout out to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah. What is your cute
my
gym moment?
Cute, right. I, of course, came up with this exact segment name, obviously, cute gym moments. And mine, well, in mine, there was helping and holding and spotting.
Okay.
Not much coddling, but helping and holding.
For a second, I thought this was going to be about me because it's helping and holding.
No.
And okay, but no. Yeah, well, you no, don't really
is,
spot me because I don't really bench.
Shout out to my boy Munoz. And
oh.
I don't, we worked out here this week a couple times at the home
okay,
gym.
Okay, still, yeah, still a gym.
Still a gym moment.
Yeah.
And I don't have, we won't go into it, but like I don't have a Nordic board. If you know what that is, you know what that is.
Wait, actually, can you explain really what
it's
is
it's basically
Nordic
like,
board?
So you can do like Nordic curls, which is for your hamstring.
Yeah.
And you can do it on like, I'm pointing at it, but maybe I'll put a picture up in the video. It's like a called a glute ham device, that thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so you can
I got
do it
you.
That where you like have your knees. If you do CrossFit, most of them just use it for sit-ups. That's not actually what it's for, but whatever. You can put your knees into the pads.
The GHD?
Yes, this. Oh. You've seen me do like the hamstring curls on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like very hard variation still of a hamstring exercise. But there's a harder one called just like a Nordic curl on a Nordic board, which is basically just like a flat piece of foam. So you're on the ground.
Maybe you could put like a picture up for the people and for me.
And basically, it's just a really hard variation of a Nordic curl. It's really taxing on your hamstrings because it's so much eccentric control.
Yeah.
Okay. Regardless, I don't have one. So we wanted to do them. And so, well, what do you have to do? You have to hold the other person's ankles and feet into the ground. So you're pretty close. So I was there.
You and Munoz were all up in each other's business.
Yeah. He didn't have shoes on. Okay. I was there. Socks. Holding.
Stinky feet?
Not stinky.
Okay.
Yeah. Fresh. Good
job, Munoz.
And I just thought that was a great gym moment. We were both doing them. They're both hard and we, you know, helped each other.
I love that for
help
you.
Help me help you. It's yeah. Cute.
It's
if anyone saw it,
you guys should take a video next time.
We might. No, we won't. He would never allow that. But anyway, that's mine. All right. Maybe not as cute as swagger babies, but
swagger
for the
babies.
Week,
ah,
for the week
babies.
that does it for me. It's as cute as I get.
It's whatever you find that's cute, babe.
Spotting.
Yeah.
Yes.
That can be very cute.
Okay.
All right.
We move on.
We're moving on. Okay. So for show day, you have a week leading into show day that is a little bit different than your regular training, which is called peak week.
Peak week.
Yes. Like, so with peak week, it's going to differ from your regular training because your cardio is going to go down a bit. The intensity in the gym is going to go down. You're just trying to lower your inflammation because you have been pushing your body so, 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 so hard. It is pretty inflamed. So you're also probably going to drop weight in that time as well. So during that, your food will also go up. And your carbs will go up specifically because you want to fill out your muscles. Mm-hmm. So when you're working that hard, your muscles get pretty flat. They get pretty depleted. They're still there, which freaks people out because they're like, oh my God, I've lost my muscle. I've lost my muscle. No, they're just not filled with carbs and all the things.
Yeah, because I guess in advance of the peak week, obviously, you guys probably know, but like the prep, right, is you are dieting very hard and you're doing a lot of cardio most of the time. So
especially towards the end, lots of cardio, and a prep is around 16 weeks.
So 4 months of pretty hard, not all of it's cardio, right? But like basically you can think about it as 4 months of dieting down, meaning you're not eating enough carbs for your muscles.
Yeah.
So getting to that week, they are, because your carbs will fill your muscles with glycogen and that gets that pump. Like when you go to the gym and you get a pump, it's most of the time because of carbs you eat, just generally, like physiologically.
Yeah. And a way that I heard it is like you feel flat probably like week 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, like a little raisin. Your muscles are like a little raisin.
Because you're so lean.
Yes, because you're very lean, you're dry, you're not like feeding your body properly enough to have like those full poppy muscles. So all the carbs go into your muscles and then it becomes a grape. You want to be a grape on stage.
Yes.
So that's the look you're going for peak week. And people do peak weeks all different kinds of ways. Like they manipulate water. They manipulate salt. There's like diuretics that are sometimes used to pull a bunch of water.
Yep.
So different strokes for different folks for peak week. It's going to be completely different between you and your coach of what you're doing.
Depends on your body and what works for you.
Yeah. So all of that is leading up until the show. And then on show day,
which is almost every time I've been, Saturday. I'm not sure if that's always how they
are, but traditionally true, unless they're like really, really massive shows, then they'll like for nationals, for example, in December, it's girls are on, I think, Friday and guys are on Saturday, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But because most, the days get long. Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know about that. But yeah, for most local shows, they're going to be on Saturday. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Going to be on the weekend. If you can, take Thursday and Friday off just to like allow your body to get the proper rest, sleep, lower inflammation.
Can be really hard, so you need that.
Okay, not the spectators. If you're an athlete, try and take Thursday and Friday off of work if possible. I know that's not possible for everybody, but if you can, just try and relax as much as you can on peak week, and especially those days leading up to the show.
Yes.
So yeah, and then thank your partner because you're probably a little bitch.
Wow.
Well, you're probably acting like one because I remember for my
not
first
the partner,
show,
just to be clear, it's
yeah,
the
not
other.
The partner. You're yeah,
the
hangry.
Athlete.
The athlete is hangry and tired, and you know they've been pushing hard for a while. So yeah.
Yeah. Many, at one point, many thanks. Just to give you guys, I guess this would be another good little perspective. If somebody's out there,
yes,
and you are like me, and your girlfriend is into bodybuilding and prepping and doing shows and stuff like this, you can expect at one point to have to basically pull 99% of the weight and have her be like, I can give you 1%. And you're like, all
there
right.
There were some days that wasn't every day, but there were some days where I was like, I have 1% to give.
Towards the end,
this is
like,
all I have to give because my calories were so low and I had nothing. I could barely give to myself, let alone to Ryan in our relationship. So shout out for being a great partner through this.
Yeah.
And I feel like that prepping for that show was harder because it was my first show. We both kind of didn't know what to expect. Yeah,
no idea.
It was a lot. And now going into this show, we just know more. Mm-hmm. And that's
expectations
great.
Expectations are set.
Yeah. Expectations are set. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Better now. Yeah,
better.
Okay. So, yeah, normally your show, especially a regional show, will be on Saturday. And then on Friday, you're going to get your tan. And the timing of your tan kind of depends on, like, don't get your tan super late because you have to sleep and you don't want to mess up your tan while you're sleeping. So you want it to dry.
Yeah, you want it to dry.
But you also don't want to get it at like 3 or 4 o'clock because then the likelihood of you messing it up is higher.
Higher.
Yeah. So you want like the middle sweet spot of like 6, 7, 8. So not 3 or 4, not 9 or 10. 6, 7, 8, go get your tan then.
The night before.
The night before the show. And then in the morning, you have hair, makeup. This is for girls.
For girls.
Speaking, you know, I think guys have it a little bit easier.
I'm sure guys still do their hair if they have it, but I don't think they get
makeup. Yeah, you wouldn't have that problem, baby.
Hey.
Whoa. Okay. So I lost my train of thought. Oh, okay. So you go get your tan at night, and then in the morning, you go get another layer.
Like a touch-up kind
of thing. Yeah, a touch-up, uh-huh. And you get some gloss on you and stuff like that to make your muscles look all oily and nice.
Shiny.
Yeah, you look all poppy and whatnot. So, but before you go do that, you might get your hair done. So there's like hair timing and makeup timing because normally you have professionals doing it. I'm doing my own hair and makeup for this next show because I don't want to pay for it. And
how expensive is it?
Just it's so like around $150 for your hair and $150 for makeup.
So $300.
And then around $160 to $175 for your tan. So I'm only paying for the tan.
And I do think this is a good part to talk about just generally how expensive a show. Like if someone is out there considering
insane.
It.
Insane. Your finances have to be well established to compete, I believe.
We'll just run down really quick. How much is it for your coach generally?
My coach is around $400 a month.
Okay. And how much was it for the card? So
$150 for the year.
The MPC card.
The MPC card to compete.
You have to have that.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bikini was around $550.
To compete. Pete in bikini
for
that one
no that's
show.
no for like the suit
oh sorry yes
the
okay.
suit
okay.
is
the suit.
Yeah
the suits
and then
are
for
expensive for women.
Every class that you sign up for is around $150.
Okay, so
I did 6 classes my first show.
So let alone
so much money.
I guess we'll give you the bare minimum that you could pay would be $150 if you don't have a coach, would be for the card, and then $150 if you want to do one class, which we will touch on in a bit, the different classes and kind of break them down for you.
Yeah.
So at least $300 to do a show, which isn't crazy.
That is the lowest.
But that's the lowest. You're probably going to want a coach. You're probably going to want a posing coach. Because we will also talk about that.
Yeah, posing coach is so important.
That is. You can look as sick as you want, as lean as you want.
If you don't know how to show it, how can they judge what they can't see?
Which we also saw some yesterday.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. But. Yeah. Okay. But anyways, yeah. So hair, makeup, tan in the morning.
I thought it was gym tan laundry.
That's Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stuck in those old ways.
Okay. And so then once you have all of that done, whether you're doing it yourself or not, regardless, once you have that done, you're going to want to go to the athlete meeting. And this meeting kind of depends on, they have it at different times. And sometimes they have an app that you can download and it'll tell you where to be at what time and like, okay, you know, now figure is starting, now wellness is starting and they'll send you notifications. So I had that app downloaded and that was actually really, really helpful, because they do break up the show into two groups. It is the, pre-judging and the finals.
Yes.
And then there's 2 tickets for both too, 'cause that's how they make their money. Yeah. It used to be all in one. And now it's 2 separate shows.
Which is kind of nice because you, like yesterday, we just watched pre-judging. It's
and pre-judging is the most important. I feel like if you are going to invite your friends and family, invite them to pre-judging, not finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And also it is good to know that a lot of these are at hotels. At least like a
the one
at
that we just went to was at a school.
At a school, but
yes,
the one
but a lot of them are at hotels.
Or close enough. And so that's nice because it just, depending on where you are in relation to the show, it'd be really nice to just stay like we did for your show, stay at the hotel. It just makes everything so much easier.
Yes, they call it the host hotel.
So you don't have to drive like an hour or whatever in the morning because you got to be there pretty early.
Oh, that's another cost, the hotel. That was expensive.
Yeah, it's like $300 something extra dollars.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you don't want to just like go into one of these and be like, I think I'm just going to do it because I want to, because it's a lot of money. So you want to,
it is a lot of money.
If you're doing it,
this is an expensive sport, but I feel like whatever sport you do, if you are deep into that sport, it's a lot of money. Yeah. Think about scuba diving. Think about mountain biking, anything. I don't know. Anything you do.
Yes. Oh God. Archery. Golf. Everything's expensive.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'm sure there's cheaper, more affordable sports, but like pick your poison.
Running's kind of
okay. Yeah. Cheap. Fair enough.
But you still got to buy shoes. And now
Hoka's.
$150-$200.
Yeah. They're expensive. And like your running clothes.
Probably need like a watch.
Yeah. That's true.
You might want a heart rate monitor.
Yeah. Mm. There's all the accessories you can think of.
So.
Okay. So that's a little bit. Did I miss anything?
I think
up until this point.
Mm-hmm. No, that's pretty good. And I think, so now would be a good time to like explain, I think, like prejudging versus finals.
All right. Do you want to try and take that on?
Try. Oh, I'm going to nail it.
Okay,
all right.
Let's hear it.
Bodybuilding.
What's the difference between prejudging and finals?
It took me a while to learn this because the first however many shows we went to, we only went to the finals. And I was confused because I was like, well, wait, they're not even really posing. How are they like judging, right? Because there's like a panel of judges, probably yeah. 4 or 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that actually prejudging is where they pick each winner for the class, which we'll get into. And then in finals, they already know the winners of like each class. So there's height classes, right? For women, at least.
Mm-hmm.
There's height classes. And in prejudging, you're in your height class. So like Lauren was A, which is like
called the open. Yeah. Your height class is open.
Open class. Yeah. And so they already know who the winner is of the class. So in finals, that's why, like Lauren was saying, is if you have friends and family, prejudging is just a lot more fun because you actually see like the full posing routine. They like do a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then in the finals, really all they're trying to decide at that point is the overall winner, which is still really cool.
Yes. Well, they give out the medals.
Yeah. Yeah, the medals.
To like each person, you know, the first, second, third, blah, 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 all is given out. Mm-hmm. But what is like the most exciting about finals is the overall. You said.
And so in prejudging, it will be because so the first show that Lauren did, we did invite her. Her parents came. So did Tank, the dog. The dog was there. It was great. He Tank escaped like 3 or 4 times. It was actually amazing.
That
like literally,
so funny.
Lauren's parents are
Tank
so.
Tank is a service dog.
He
quote
is.
Unquote.
I would say he is like a service dog in terms of how trained he is.
Yes.
But
yeah.
So. Lauren's dad, just short story, would like get kind of in the middle to like, cause you're kind of on the sides when you're like watching the show and he wanted to get in the middle to like get cool, like photos of her and all the things. And also it's funny, and this might be you. Cause when I first sat down with her parents, her dad is specifically, like, I don't know, I feel like kind of uncomfortable about this. And like, right. He even told you that he's like, I don't know if I want to come. Kind
yeah.
Of vibe.
Uh-huh.
Which I get like your daughter's in like a bathing suit, but anyway, he got so into it. Both of them did. Her mom, they were like loving it.
They
so,
were proud. They yeah. were proud parents. Because
oh, yeah. she did really yeah. well. So it was like cool to see how hard she worked. And then she also did really well. But so her dad was like in the middle of the aisle, like taking pictures. And he would tell like, all right, you, Gina, you watch the dog. And then her mom would get like so excited. Oh, there's Lauren 62. And of course I'm with like all my friends and her friends. So I'm like trying to explain stuff to them. And then all of a sudden Tank is just wandering off. And like her dad was like, Gina, where's the dog? She's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. And then it was like Tank was just, but he's such a good dog. Can't just, Tank come here.
Yeah.
That happened like, I think 3 different
Tank
times.
Tank was just like chilling with other people.
He'd just like walk away.
Meet in the crowd. Yeah.
But yeah. The point is that even though this sounds kind of like, it is, bodybuilding's
so funny
niche.
It's so my parents.
Yeah. Bodybuilding's so niche is very like specific sport. Not yes. many people do it. It's just, that's the reality. But if you do get a chance or if you know somebody, go support them. It's actually more fun than you think. And so I guess what I was trying to explain to all our friends, because they had never been to one, just like
yeah,
me. But I like generally knew. So like height classes, it's like A, B, C, and it depends. Like yesterday there was an F.
I thought there was an E.
Was there an E yesterday? There's some tall women out there.
Yeah.
So it's dependent on your height class. And then do you want to talk about, so there's your height class, which is open. So yeah. They'll say it. The judges will be like, now we have bikini overall or bikini open class A. And yeah. Then all the girls walk out. They stand on like a diagonal line. And then in prejudging, what's cool is every single competitor gets called out. They blast the music a little louder. And you do your posing. What's it called again?
Individual routine.
Individual routine, which is how long?
15 seconds.
15 seconds versus like in the finals, it'd be like they kind of line you up and it's like 5 or 10. Or they, no, they just make you do your turns, right? In the finals, normally.
For overall?
Just like when you guys came back out for the finals. They would have you come out again as like a formality.
Sometimes it depends on the show. Okay. Like for finals, for the Branch Warren one in May that I competed in, they had us hit one pose, then come back out.
Right.
Okay. So for finals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's more fun to go to pre-judging. You get to see a lot more. All the girls do their individual routine, which is longer. And then yesterday, like they would have them all line up in a line, just like you'd expect in a bodybuilding show, and then have them do the quarter turns, which is like you do four, right?
Well, that's for wellness.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do, they make them all do the same thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
compare.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, okay, 62 and 36 switch. And they make them switch so they can compare different competitors next to each other. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to visualize what whoever they think is like doing well.
Yeah.
They want
to
see.
They're trying to find the winner. So they'll move you around based on, and if you're in the middle or splitting the middle with somebody, that means that you're in
it's
the
usually
top.
A good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't they, at least what I've heard is, don't they also sometimes try to throw people off and like move you out on purpose and like see your reaction? Because I think they talked about that in that first class.
Yeah.
It's like, don't take it hard if they move you.
Sometimes like if you're, I mean, it depends. I feel like judges aren't really there to try and mess with your head kind of thing. But sometimes there is a competitor that is just like so distracting and
they'll
like
move you to the side.
Yeah. They'll move you to the side. Like, oh, they're so good. We already know that they're going to win.
Okay.
Get her out to the side.
So I think that's, if you haven't heard this and if you do or are about to compete, I think that's a good thing, is they will definitely watch your reaction to these kind of things.
Yeah, if you have a bad attitude, the judges are going to notice.
Even if
and we've seen bad attitudes on stage.
Yeah.
It is such a bad look.
It's
it
awkward.
Is such a bad look. Like,
because even if
fake
you're on
it till
the,
you make it, be in your own mood.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
You got to have fun.
Yeah.
And even if you're on the side, you still want to be posing and looking at the judges.
Yes.
Because they're watching you, just so you know. And this will all make way more sense if you go to the show. But I wanted you to explain, so the divisions, true novice, novice, these kind of things.
Yeah, so there's different divisions. True novice is, okay, well, first of all, for the guys, there is physique, classic physique, bodybuilding. And for the women, there is bikini, wellness, figure, and sometimes fitness. Not all of them have fitness, but, and in those divisions, there are, I guess, how would you describe that? I guess
classes.
Well, okay, so I guess, yeah, those are.
Those are like.
What's the difference between a division and a class?
I would say,
is
so
bikini
like,
wellness figure your class? No, that's your division.
That's like your category. I don't know.
Yeah, your category.
That's,
okay.
So like basically those three. So like for men, physique, classic physique, bodybuilding, you like classic physique, you wear shorts. So you don't, they don't really care about the legs. So in each division, they're like judging you based on
different. They care about
different
things. Yeah, there's different criteria for,
for each division.
Category.
I think whatever you want to call it. And then Lauren can speak to it better, but like same with bikini, wellness, figure are three different choices you can make to compete in at a show.
Depending on your body type and structure and muscularity. Yeah.
And there's not specific. They're not specific at all guidelines. They're like, oh, we're looking for this. And it's not like your glutes need to be striated and you need to be this lean and 5% body fat. It's like, you need to be well conditioned, right? Like I read through these and you're just kind
of
like,
some of them, it's vague. I think they're getting better about the criteria now. Especially Tyler Mannion, with the videos that he's been putting out have been very helpful of like,
he's like the head
this is
of
what we are looking for. Yeah. He's
head of the MPC.
IFBB.
IFBB.
Which is basically the same federation.
And now we're getting really crazy with all of our acronyms.
Yes.
All right.
I think
going forward, I'm pretty sure these are divisions, bikini, wellness, physique, and then your class is like.
But then you say height class.
Oh, gosh.
Height class A, height class
B. Should I grab one of your medals? I think it says. What is it? Will say division.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll grab it. You keep explaining.
All right. So we'll go over, I guess, the classes. Wow, we should really know this. All right. So true novice is when you have never competed in a show before. It's your very, very first show. Novice is you have not won your class. Open is your division of your height, separated by your height. And let's see, what does it say?
So the other one, it would have been really loud to grab, but basically it says your women's bikini, and the other one said open class B, and then said first place. So I think the class is...
is your height.
Is your height.
Yeah, yeah.
This one says like true novice, which would be your class as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. We'll say division and then class.
Division and then class. I hope that's right.
It's great because we have another segment coming up soon. We can do that next episode.
Okay.
If we're wrong.
All right.
We will fix our mistakes.
Yeah. So true novice, you've never competed in a show before. Novice, you can have competed in a show but never won your class. Open is your height class. And then overall is everybody that won their height class is competing for the overall in your division. So like overall bikini, overall wellness, overall figure.
Right. So in that example, like Lauren would be like A or B class because she's like a little shorter.
Yeah.
But at the, if she, like she did in the show she
E
did.
E and F are tall yeah. women.
But she won her height class. So then in the finals, she went to the overall classification, and it doesn't matter how tall you are.
Yeah.
You went against
so really I was tall. Competing, yeah, against girls that were shorter than me, taller yeah. than me, all the things.
So you can think about it as like there's A, B, C, D, and from each of those classes, in the women's at least, they take one winner. Like you yeah. win that, and then in the overall, they take one from each height class and put them against each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's you compete against like the best of the best, regardless of your height.
And overall is like finals in the who overall. Actually wins the entire show.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
For that division.
For that division.
Right. Because they don't like... do like, they don't do like a bikini winner goes against wellness or like for men.
Yeah. No, 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 it's no, no. Like never, never
for
that.
For that division, you win bikini or you yes. win wellness.
Figure and bikini would never go against each right. other, which is a good point. Yeah. And Ryan asked a funny question yesterday.
Uh-oh.
This is everybody gets a tan regardless of your skin color. I will say that.
Well, yeah,
everybody gets a tan. I know. It is a good question. And it's yeah. like something that genuinely I didn't know until a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Yes, regardless of your skin color, no matter how dark or light, you get a tan.
You get a
and
tan.
You get gloss.
You get a tan. You, it's like yeah. Bernie Sanders, except for instead of hot dogs.
I thought that was like Oprah. And like, you get a car. And you get a car.
I thought it was Bernie Sanders
Bernie
hot dogs.
Sanders. Oh, God.
You get a hot
throwback.
Dog. And so now you're getting tans.
Okay, so given all that, Ryan.
Right.
The show that we went to.
Yesterday.
Yes. The Colorado Muscle
Is
Classic.
Is there anything else that we need to explain? Usually, bikini goes last. I think that's
yeah. Bikini always goes last. Men always go first.
Men go
first. All their divisions, and then all the women divisions, and bikini yeah. goes last.
And don't be surprised if you're at a show and like, because this is what happened to us with like Lauren's parents. They're like, oh, when's Lauren coming? Because sometimes, literally, like for that was a bigger show. They go through, and it's like true novice, open class A, B, C, D, E. Okay, then there's. Also age divisions called master's class.
Oh yeah, we forgot about that. And the honorary classes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Master's is literally, and it depends on the show. Like at our show is kind of, or at your show is kind of cool. It was like 35 to 40, there's a handful. 40 to 45, there's a handful. 45 to 50, handful. 50 to 55. There was literally, I think even a division up to 70 to 75. There's this old guy up there flexing. Your mom was so
sick.
It's
going to be Jerry.
So
Jerry from the gym.
Yeah. So don't be surprised if like sometimes they just keep going. It's like, okay, this class.
Is a long
day. It can be long.
Day. It's a long day for the athlete. It's a long day for spectators.
I was there from probably what 7:30 or 8 a.m. till probably 4 p.m.
Yes.
But that's because.
And that's a regional show. Well, yeah. Nationals will be a little bit different because it'll all be the women together, but still a long day.
Yeah.
Still a long day regardless.
But totally worth it. Honestly, and I've told this to Lauren, and I think it's just, I don't know. I think if you're in my position or vice versa, it was like so cool to watch actually.
Well, yeah. Also Ryan's like highly invested as
true.
Well,
but it
and
was like
in this space.
Yeah.
So
I've never been so proud of, I literally told her, I was like, I've never been so proud of a girlfriend in my life. And I'm just going to put that on record. Like watching her, like I was like back here, you know, with like her parents, like with all the divisions. I'm like, all right, dude, get, yeah, all right, cool, bro. You've been out there like 10 times. Cause that's another thing. You can be in multiple classes. Right, you could be your true novice.
I was in six.
Lauren was a lot in a lot.
So many.
Just,
those judges saw my face
yeah.
so many times that day.
And so did we, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was.
But yeah, when other people are, I was just like, I was kind of tired and I was like chilling. And then when Lauren, I'd be like hands and knees like dialed like, and like I'd see her hit her post. I'm just like, yes.
It's a good job, like, baby.
Pump, yes, like it felt so good. It was like visceral.
Oh.
So that was really cool.
Thanks.
But
I appreciate that.
I think the best thing that happened yesterday is at the show is I heard what I thought was some, I'm sure this is what she actually said, but I'm going to tell you first what I thought she said. So, you know, like, I was never in a fraternity or sorority, but of course you go to college, you know about these things.
Yeah.
Oh, Sigma Pi, Kappa, Gamma, Lambda, whatever it is, Kappa, right? They always Gamma, have Lambda. Their little things, right?
Yeah.
And this lady, so if you know, if you work out at all, like, you know the deltoids, and people like to say, like, your delts are capped, right?
Yeah, capped that's like, delts.
It's like AKA, a look.
You just have nice shoulders.
Yeah, like yeah. The side of your shoulder is like popping. Yeah. Is what that means. Mm-hmm. They have little caps on them. But to me, what it sounded like she said is Delta Kappa. And I was like, that'd be like a sick sorority or fraternity name if like you just had like all all just guys who like to go to the gym or girls.
Delta Kappa.
Delta Kappa. And it's like, that's kind of cool. So that was like, I loved that. And she also yelled that like multiple times. She's like, get those delts capping. And it's like, and she said just like,
which means like, yeah, delts. Like, yeah, flex your delts. Yeah. Like,
and I was like, this is the
get them up there.
It's the only sporting event where you can just say something like, quads, get the quads. Yeah. Right? Like, smile, ladies. It's like,
yeah, you heard the coaches yelling stuff at their athletes. Yeah. What they're allowed to do, you know? Oh, yeah. So
it was cool.
Yeah. But
so shout out to that. Probably coach. Who's
probably coach. Yeah.
Delta Kappa.
Yeah.
It.
That's like, we've been over this.
Yeah.
Yep. Pop those delts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a smaller show for sure. I think, I don't know, like 40 or 50 competitors total.
Yeah.
Which means like, I mean, different. There was like one girl that competed in multiple classes and, you know, guys that competed in multiple classes. So, we forgot about the honorary classes.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have like a nursing one.
It's like nurses, firefighters, any first responder, yeah. Military. So I think that's kind of cool.
You guys are all grouped together and you can win that class.
Win that class. Yeah. That's definitely cool. And I think also like if you're a doctor, I don't know about dentists. Do dentists count as honorary?
I would say no.
No one likes dentists.
Yeah.
Sad. But
oral health is important though, guys.
I love my dentist. Shout out to Dr. Gorl.
Yep. I like my dentist too. She's cool.
Dr. Rand. Yep.
Okay. So another thing that we should talk about is nationals. So you do a regional show and then you go to nationals once.
If you win.
Yeah. So if you win your class at nationals, so you win your height class.
At regionals.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Today's.
It's a lot.
I got 5 hours of sleep. So. Yeah, if you win your height class at regionals, then you qualify for nationals.
Yes.
And if you win at nationals, you become a pro. And then you go into a different league, which is the pro league, and you can never go back. Once you win a pro once you win your pro card, you cannot go compete against the amateurs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Wait, yeah, it does make sense. That would be a little
not fair.
Yeah, you'd not win. Fair. You'd if you just gonna be like, huh, I run this. Yeah, like right.
And some of these shows they do offer cash prizes. Some of the
there's one, what did I tell you? It was 200,000 for men's bodybuilding. And this is something that is a little controversial in the bodybuilding space. Men's cash prizes are always more than women's.
Oh.
And I feel like some bikini competitors are like, that's not fair. That's sexist. A lot of the times, if you are in men's bodybuilding, you have been doing this for years and years and years and years. And all of them pretty much are on drugs. If you're getting that 200,000 grand prize, you are on some stuff that is very bad for your body. So you're probably going to die earlier. So yeah, you're going to get that 200,000. Go spend it how you like.
Buy a nice car.
But you're probably dying 10 years earlier than that bikini competitor.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. Like, they are putting their body through way more than like the bikini girl that's been working out for like 4 or 5 years.
And you know? Yeah. I mean, that is kind of the elephant in the room with all this. It is one of the things about the sport is that they don't test in certain shows.
There's natural shows and they test in natural shows.
For natural shows, they do blood tests. They even do a lie detector test, which is interesting.
I don't think it's blood. I think it's urine. Is it not?
Okay. Whatever. Test you for drugs and then they put you through a polygraph test. But then obviously there are other shows and it's not that these people are getting away with it. It's literally, they just don't test them. Yeah. Like it's very like you
it's
see.
It's obvious. Yeah. It's like, yeah, they're on drugs.
Yeah. You see like, if you know what the Olympia is, when you see those people, they are not tested. and it's obvious.
Yeah. So, but the Ben Weeder is a show that is equivalent to the Olympia, but it is a natural show.
Natural show.
So it'd be cool to go to that one. Yeah. And the Olympia, both of them, I would love to go to. But. Yeah.
So, and I guess I want to say this really quick because I think this is an important message. With this, obviously, like if you're following us, you probably do generally like fitness. And it becomes addicting in any sort of way. Like I've never competed, but I've always been very competitive in terms of trying to be the most muscular that I can. And once you get to a certain point, it is very alluring to be like, oh, well, if I just took X, Y, and Z drug, or even just one drug, you can get insane results. Like, especially if you're a responder, which you can be. Yeah, it's incredible. The downsides in my mind have always outweighed the pros. I would never, just for me, I would never do that. I'm not disparaging people who do, but I do want to say, because we talked to a coach yesterday, won't name drop, who has clients that we know are young. What, 21?
Yeah, 21.
And there's just, sometimes there's pressure to have somebody, if they want to be competitive in the sport, be like, well, then you need to take drugs. And what I would urge you is, first of all, if you have that coach and you're young, tell them no. And I would very much more strongly urge you to give yourself time to hit your genetic potential before you take drugs.
Yeah.
You need to 100%. Try. It could take 10 freaking years.
Yes.
But you then could hit your natural potential. And then if that's still not good enough for you.
And your natural potential as a man is like 30s.
Yeah. Could be that 35.
Is, yeah.
Uh-huh. For like this is, we're talking
muscle,
yes. Not sport performance or agility.
Yeah. Not endurance or anything like that.
Endurance actually is about that too. It's
specifically
like 40s,
but, muscle and muscle density and building your muscle. Just for men, I mean, for women, I think it's probably different for building muscle, but like not that far off, you know?
Just don't fall into that trap and like give yourself a chance. Like you'll never know what you could achieve with your own hard work and dedication.
Yeah.
If you just take drugs, and they will not, they're not good for you. 0%. You can't try to convince me or anybody that's like, oh, well, it's like these ones are okay. No. And Lauren sees it.
There's always going to be side effects.
And you can hear it. And like with the guys, there's a bunch of side effects. And unfortunately with the girls, like their voice gets super deep. And it's kind of obvious.
When a girl takes too much. Yes, and it changes your face structure. And like one way you can tell that if a girl's on a lot of gear is since it is widening their jaw, it will put a gap between their teeth.
Yeah. So it's just, it's really not worth it unless this is like your livelihood and you truly want to do this like the rest of your life and compete and try to win shows.
Yes.
At a high level.
And I feel like if you've already had kids and like, you know, okay, because it will affect your fertility for sure if you're on that much gear.
Yeah.
So if you already had kids and you've already done all that.
And you also
can't
be pregnant and taking those drugs.
Yeah, no.
Teratogenic and
bad stuff.
The PSA is give yourself time. If you're that young, do not take drugs, guy or girl. That's stupid in my opinion. I'm just going to say that's freaking dumb. You need to like see what you can do and don't take a coach because I think that's almost like neglect. Like it's like harmful to do that to somebody who's that young.
Yeah.
Like you really like mentally, physically, all the things.
Yeah. And I feel like you never want to as an athlete look back on a coaching experience with somebody and be like, why'd they do that to me?
Yeah.
Like,
so that is the cool.
And which isn't, you know, it's not 100% them. That is your own choice and you have choice. Free will and all of that stuff. But like sometimes I feel like as an athlete, you're so in it that you can't see clearly.
Oh.
And so you're trusting your coach to like kind of see things for you sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why you hired them, you know?
And if this, like, let's just use this as an example. Obviously we're talking about bodybuilding. You know, people who, most of these people aren't even pros, right? They're not even making money from the sport. They're only dumping money. And if this is you and you've chosen to do this, just understand it's not like you, like we're saying like, oh, you're stupid. Because think about some people in the Major League Baseball who make 20 to 30 to maybe 50 times more money than you do at your normal job with a sport. They still choose to use PEDs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are actually risking their entire livelihood because if they get caught, they're 5 or 10 years out of the league. That's could be literally some of these guys make $100 million a year. So that's $500 million they're risking. Yeah. So the point is like, yeah, it's a dumb mistake, but everyone makes mistakes. So it's not like we're sitting here like,
and
why
like
would you do that?
Some people think that they have to take it to be competitive.
No, there's natural shows. Just do a natural show. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, if you don't like that and you want to, then go on. But I just think it's, you're shortcutting yourself if you do it too early. That's
agreed.
All.
100%.
Okay. So the show.
Yeah. So back to the show, smaller show. It was at a school. which so, I don't know. What did you think about the school compared to the hotel venue?
No, I like the hotel better.
I like the hotel better. It just seems like a little classier.
Yeah.
Yeah. The school vibe, that's where they used to do it. They used to do basically all of the bodybuilding shows at like high school.
High schools,
because they're cheaper.
Yeah.
And I understand that this is a smaller show, so it's like you are, you know, you want to save some money, so I get that. But yeah, I feel like a hotel is just, it's classy. Nicer.
Yeah, it's nicer.
Classier. You got to stay at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to the elevator. Go into the show. Yeah. But another thing that I wanted to talk about was, a lot of the time when the girls walk out for their class, or the judges already know who the winner is. And I like try to pick quickly. Them. Yeah. And I called the winners for wellness, bikini, and figure. And I was like, yep, I'm right.
Yeah.
And those are the winners. So like, if I know the winners right when they walk out,
then the judges
basically do. The judges do.
Yeah.
A lot of the time they'll pick the winner right away. And then it's just deciding who's in second, who's in third, who's in fourth, who's in fifth.
Yeah.
That's where they do a lot of the like talking and walking girls back and having them turn. It's like, okay, hands down, this girl's the winner. You know, who's in second?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And this is, I think, the point where one of the first things I learned about this, because I went to a meeting with Lauren at a gym where they had some of the judges there. They stressed posing over everything. And it is so important, because even for me, I kind of know now, but even when the shows, when I had no idea what was going on, I could look and be like, that person doesn't know what they're doing. And it sucks because you know, they tried so hard to get lean and muscular.
Yeah, months.
And paid a ton of money.
Yes. Months of hard work. And then you can't even properly show your hard work because you can't pose.
So, and to me, because we saw it yesterday, I guess we could go through the women's division, because that's what we saw. That's what we're going to mainly focus on, because you. So figure is, how would you describe it? Just like generally.
It's like an X frame with the most amount of muscle out of all the divisions.
For women, yeah. They're pretty jacked.
Yeah.
Those girls. And they have a different suit and all these things.
Yes.
Wellness, I want to give my opinion of what this is.
All right.
Wellness is basically what every man wants his wife or girlfriend to look like, basically. Is like pretty small waist.
That's funny, because that's not my division.
Pretty small waist. Big butt and legs, right? Big glutes and quads.
Yeah, big quad sweep, big glutes. It's disproportionate. You want your upper body to be smaller than your lower body. You want your lower body to dominate and have that be like the wow factor of the physique.
And most of them, like especially as you go up the tiers, like their legs are crazy and their glutes are huge.
Insane.
So like maybe not exactly what you would want, but
like,
that
Franciel is the like champion. Three-time Miss Olympia champion for wellness. She looks like, I don't even
know. It's crazy. I just like that definition. I heard that once. I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, that is.
And bikini is still muscular, especially at the pro level.
Oh, yeah.
Still very, very muscular.
Even yesterday, most of those girls are more muscular than, like when you hear bikini, I'm sure some people are like, oh, like just girls who look good in a swimsuit on the beach.
Yes. No.
That's not what we're talking about, really.
Yeah. Bikini is, it's gotten more and more muscular. That's kind of how it started off as, like, of just like a
model.
Like a fitness model. That's bikini. But now it's gotten way more muscular.
Like some of those chicks had abs and everything. Like,
Yeah. But it is like out of all the divisions, the smallest amount of muscularity that you need. Even though it is still a lot compared to the average general population person. So,
Yep. And so yesterday there was a girl in wellness who, like, it seemed like she was pretty competitive, but then her posing just wasn't there. And you could tell instantly they just like put her to the side and they didn't want to watch. Uh-huh. And it's just kind of sad because
sometimes it's a little cringy, the posing.
It's like
and
robotic.
You're just like, It would, I feel like with posing, sometimes less is more.
Yes.
Like less transitions, less shoulder shrugs, less hair flips, less. If you just go up there, do your mandatory posing and then walk back.
Yeah, they're never going to be mad about
it. That's what the judges want.
Yeah.
Like they're there for a long time. It's a long day for the judges too.
Especially at an amateur show.
Yeah.
I think they specifically said that in that first meeting. They're like, you guys just do like as that 15 seconds is like, just do that.
Yeah.
Don't do anything more. Don't try to be fancy. Don't do what the pros are doing. You're not a pro.
Yeah.
Just hit your poses and then
leave.
Good. Yeah.
Because they know. They can see.
Yeah, they can see.
They can see. They don't need the 15 seconds. The 15 seconds is for you as the athlete because you work that hard. And it's not
paid,
for them.
And you paid money.
And you paid money.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, practice your posing, which speaking of, I'm going to do that today.
There it is.
I was thinking about making a little posing video.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Going over, like, tips and tricks and, like, things to note and things to work on and, like, things you shouldn't do.
There you go.
So maybe that to come depending on how it turns out.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anything else? Anything else about the show or anything we missed, do you think?
No.
Yeah.
Shout out to the winners. You guys crushed it.
Yeah. Good next job. Show is going to be in 5 weeks. 5 weeks till.
That's the one you're doing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. November 5th.
Yeah. And then another one 4 weeks later for Nationals. So let's go.
We're on the ride. I'm riding.
Yep, we are.
We're doing it.
All right. Outro.
Outro.
Over and out, baby. Yeah.